This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A judge on Monday sentenced the man convicted of killing 10 people in a Boulder supermarket. Before the sentencing, Erica Mahoney gave a victim's impact statement. While gathering with some loved ones of other victims outside the courthouse, she later shared more about what justice looks like for her.
If there's one thing I want for my children and for all of the children in this country, it's that they don't have to grow up with the constant fear of mass shootings. We have to figure out a way to make them stop.
Mahoney's father, Kevin, was shot and killed in the parking lot of the King Soopers during the 2021 attack. The gunman was found guilty and will spend the rest of his life in prison. The newspaper that serves Grand Junction and the Greater Western Slope is reducing the number of print copies it publishes each week. Starting in mid-October, the Daily Sentinel will only publish a printed newspaper on Wednesdays and Sundays. The newspaper said the change allows them to invest in staffing by cutting back on production costs. The Daily Sentinel will continue to produce a daily online edition of its paper. Denver's school board is calling for city council to ban flavored tobacco. The school board said it's in the interest of the health and safety of its students, families, and communities. Flavors are considered key drivers of youth consumption. The tobacco industry has targeted youth, especially in communities of color, with marketing for menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. John Bailey is with the Colorado Black Roundtable.
I think council will see the value in trying to not only have a safe city, but a healthy city.
It's not clear when Denver City Council might take up the idea. 3 years ago, then-Denver Mayor Michael Hancock vetoed a flavored tobacco ban. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.